Earlier, I spoke to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She told me First Home Grants are just one indicator that the government looks at.
Not everyone's obviously eligible for those grants, but that's also something that we keep an eye on. In part, you will have seen recently we changed some of that criteria to try and enable more first home buyers to access it, but it's not by any means the only measure of their presence in the market.
But nonetheless, is it that despite the changes that you've made, despite upping the amount that people can spend, those caps are simply too low to buy houses?
I think what we also have to keep in mind, they are constructed in such a way as to ensure that, you know, we don't see first home buyers taking on more debt than they're able to sustain. So that's why some of those measures are in place to ensure the sustainability of those mortgages for those individuals. And also the caps are in place to ensure as well that those who need assistance are the ones that are being targeted by those products.
But in practical terms, the cap of 700,000 in Auckland for a new build, that perhaps means people aren't taking on the debt, but it also effectively means they're locked out of the market.
Yeah, and look, we're constantly looking at ways that we can improve the lot of first home buyers. But one of the issues, of course, will continue to be the fact that we have had house price growth that has been unsustainable. And so that's affecting, yes, first home buyers, but generally is something that we've been concerned about in our housing market for some time. That's why we've pulled every lever that we have available, everything from, of course, the work that we do right at one end of the scale to ensuring we have more state houses being built. We're hitting some significant milestones there at the moment, right through to everything that we've done on interest deductibility and so on for investors in the market. But it's fair to say, Susie, of course, first home buyers have continued to be a focus for us.
Is it time to overhaul the scheme? Like, for example, is it reasonable for people to have been in KiwiSaver for 3 years? Is it fair to have a combined income cap of $150,000 for a couple? Does that sort of regulation effectively mean people can't get on the ladder?
There are some criteria around those products to ensure that we are targeting those who need the support the most. So, you know, look, we can have a debate over whether or not those should be shifted. And we did that recently when we changed some of the caps for different regions. And we did that based on the CoreLogic data that told us where the housing market was in each of those regions and where we needed to lift those caps. We also considered whether or not we needed to lift some of the criteria or change some of the criteria for couples and singles based on their incomes, but ultimately determined that where they sat now both met the measure of targeting people but also ensuring the sustainability of their mortgages.
So what would you say to people who can't at the moment buy a home? People beginning to call this situation rather than a housing crisis, a housing catastrophe. You don't want prices to fall, so what would you say?
Oh, well, look, Susie, it would be wrong to characterise us as being content with where the housing market has been. We've long said that it has been unsustainable. The house price growth we have seen has been unsustainable. And you've got a lot of commentators not so long ago saying that the changes that we made on, for instance, interest deductibility, the bright line test, were substantial. Treasury have been making predictions around the fact that it would slow that house price growth dramatically, and that is exactly what we needed to do, and we stand by that. But you've asked about other levers. Yes, I ruled out things like capital gains tax because I had to listen to New Zealanders who told me they did not favour that policy. But that has not stopped us making substantial moves across housing, because there is no one thing that will fix this market, which is why we are doing many things.
On LVRs, though, which is another thing that's been in the news over the last couple of days, and also debt-to-income ratio changes,
yeah.
This seems to be thought that that will end up hitting first home buyers harder. You've got to wonder how people are ever going to get into the market, Prime Minister.
Of course, you're speaking there about the changes that the Reserve Bank are consulting on. Of course, you know, I have to allow them to do their job and to use their levers. They, of course, have asked for access to debt-to-income ratios and a few other tools. We have said explicitly in our MOU with the Reserve Bank that we want them to ensure that they try not to impact first home buyers to the extent that that is possible, precisely for the point that that is the group in this market at the moment that we do not want to limit their access to housing.
If I can just ask you as well about the vaccine, Wellington health officials saying they're not going to be done with vaccinating until late February. You said that you wanted everyone offered by the end of the year. Is that good enough?
Well, I would query there whether or not, of course, you know, there's many factors here that could have prompted that statement. But no, I'm absolutely standing by that everyone who wants a vaccine will be able to access a vaccine by the end of the year.
So you think the DHB's got it wrong?
Well, that is what we've committed to. We have the supply to ensure that that's possible. You will already have seen how much we've been able to ramp up our delivery of vaccines with 250,000 doses going out in a week. We're on track with where we need to be in order to enable everyone to access a dose by the end of the year. And if DHBs have identified that they have issues with reaching that target, we will work specifically with them to ensure we can.